reconvene at 6:52 p.m. Moving on, the Speaker Pro Tem will recall the roll, please.
Oh. Chair Kitch.
Present.
Chair Micelli.
Present on phone call.
Chair Issa.
Present.
Chair Castro.
Absence excused.
Chair Bolander.
Present on phone call.
Chair Levy.
Absence excused.
Chair Saporito.
Present.
Speaker Pro Tem Pormas, present. Chair Ackland.
Present.
Quorum is present.
All right, thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem Por. Moving on, we are at agenda item 7A in regards to reviewing outreach from the 27th of August to the 10th of September. And we took a recess for you guys to kind of go through and review outreach. It was brought to my attention that some senators did not fully fill out the outreach in regard to hours and everything like that. I will reach out to Senator Castro. If you guys look at her outreach, she only put one event, and that was for 6 hours. So technically, that is not adhering to our rules, nor is that entirely fair, since I don't think that's kind of fair to say that during those 3 months of summer and the 2 weeks at the start of the semester that she was only able to do one thing in regard to her job as a senator for the College of Liberal Arts. So I will be reaching out to her and contacting her, and I will make a public service announcement at Senate and going over the rules again in regard to filling out outreach to make sure that you guys cannot just put one event for 6 hours. That's not how that works. So we will go over that. Are there any senators who have points for clarification, or any point out any senators who did good outreach, or anyone in regard to that? Again, I'll repeat the list for senators who did send me their outreach. I personally reviewed them. But unfortunately, just because of network issues in regard to filling out their outreach form, we're not able to fully. And that would be Senator Barish, Evans, Hotelling, Custer, Lawson, and Saporito. Speaker Pro Tem Cormas.
So, point of information, does that mean that senators like Senators Lucchese and I can't remember the names off your list, but when I'm looking at the form in the box, I'm seeing nothing for like, oh, never mind. I scrolled up and I didn't see anything. It pops into a real world place. Never mind. I retract my comments and I yield.
Senator Kitch.
I'm going to say that Senator McAndrews had some really outstanding outreach this 2 week period. There's a lot of variety of events here. So, yeah, good on her.
Point of information, Mr. Speaker, Senator DeBarge or send you any outreach?
No, she did not. I talked with her previously, and she still doesn't have access to the box, but I had excused Senator DeBarge and Senator Bargwaj in regard to their first outreach period. I know they still do not have access to the box nor their emails, but I told them that for this outreach period they do need to at least input something in regard to sending me a doc of who, what, when, where, why, and how many hours they obtained. So as of right now, they don't have access to the box or our outreach form, but they will be sending me an outreach form in regard to this outreach period from September 10th to the 24th. Any other senators with points of conversation in regard to good or bad outreach?
Point of information, we can't call out other chairs that did a good job, right?
I believe. Yeah, of course.
Oh, I was missing. Shout out to Speaker Pro Tem Moss with the outreach. 50 hours is pretty good.
It's all working with the College of Education for Nevada Fit.
So yeah, hopefully we'll make that announcement at Senate in regard to Excel and making sure that you guys don't have to send me screenshots and everything's just readily available right there for us to review all at once. Because it's a little hard to go through as a committee when there are some people who are not present. One, based on the fact of attendance, and two, based on the fact of the outreach form is not entirely being our best friend. But yeah, does anybody have any other comments, announcements, points of information, or clarifying questions they'd like to ask in regard to outreach? Okay. Alrighty, moving on to agenda item 7B, points memo. I'm going to read out the points memo as of right now. But before I do that, are there any chairs who have had members absent, unexcused from their meetings? Okay. Speaker Pro Tem Formas.
I don't remember, but I just remember, I remember Chair Micelli might have one from our most recent meeting last week, so.
Okay, sounds good. Senator Micelli, if you can hear me, Oh, he can't speak. if you can hear me, just if you have a report or attendance sheet in regard to senators who are absent without excuse, so I can update the points memo. Cool. Thank you.
Is he okay?
Yeah. He's,
point of information, what did Chair Micelli say for the record?
He said, and I quote, my professor is talking now. Okay, if I hop off the call, I can't speak. I'll send it to you.
I apologize. I thought he was talking about who was missing from
no
committee. My apologies, Logan.
Alrighty, the points memo reads out as follows. Senator Atkinson with 2, Hotelling with 2, Wong with 3, Lucchesi with 2, McAndrews with 1, Micelli with 1, Moore, who did have 6 points, Packard, who did have 7 points, but both have 0 points. And for the record, Senator Micelli responded back with, "It's okay, Speaker Pro Tempore," with heart hands. So, just for the record.
Thank you.
Does anybody have any questions, comments, concerns about the updated points memo? Like I said, if there are any chairs who update their attendance sheets and find that there was a senator who was absent, unexcused, and retardy, unexcused, or anything in that matter, please reach out to me so I can keep the points memo updated and we can keep our senators accountable. But other than that, this committee will be meeting, like I said, next week, bless you, on the 20, let me get that date correct. Is it the...
So you said earlier.
Yeah, 29th. Sorry, I was going to say 24th. So we'll be meeting here on the 29th, 2 weeks from now, bi-weekly, where we'll be discussing the next outreach period. And hopefully, like I said, the outreach form will be fixed by then. And hopefully we'll have more senators here in person to be able to discuss the outreach form a lot better. And that'll be the first outreach period that you guys weren't able to use your summer outreach. So we're really going to see what senators have been doing in their outreach and who is not. So Speaker Pro Tempore Moss.
That meeting will also be the last oversight meeting before mentor hours go into effect as well. So just keep that in mind as well.
Okay. Any other points of conversation in regard to the points memo or outreach discussed under agenda items 7A through B? Alrighty. Moving on to agenda item 8, comments and announcements. Are there any comments and announcements at this time? Already, I have one. I'd just like to give a quick shout out to Parliamentarian Issa. I really appreciate you staying on that Zoom during that PAD meeting. I understand Senator Micelli and Senator Bolander had unfortunately tried to join that meeting, and Senator Kitch had, it was to my knowledge, walked in that room. So I apologize if things were a little misconstrued or misunderstood, but that was based on the fact that I used that Zoom link for this meeting. I use it for Senate, I use it for PAD, I use it for all sorts of things, just because I, as a student, am not paying that god-awful fee that Zoom assigns us as students to make sure we can have a meeting longer than 30 minutes. So apologies for that. I am going to hope that's not going to happen in the future, but just for future reference, unfortunately, I do have PAD on Mondays at 5:30, and we do use that Zoom and everything like that. So if next time I should have thought about that, I will end those meetings right at 6:30 to make sure that there's no overlap, to make sure that no senators are joining a random Phi Alpha Delta pre-law meeting. So I'll make sure that doesn't happen in the future, and to make sure that no wires are crossed, and to make sure that moving forward, the appropriate Zooms are used for the appropriate meetings. But other than that, any other comments and announcements at this time? Alrighty. Seeing none, moving on to agenda item 9, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Moving on to agenda item 10, adjournment. I adjourn this committee on oversight meeting at 7:01 p.m. September 15th in room 406 at Joe Carlos Student Union.